Thank you, Jesus. Take your seats. Just got a little video clip for you to watch this morning. I love that. The Bible story in a nutshell. I want to read from the Bible, from a book called Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Just two little verses. It says this. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. I just want us to think for a few minutes this morning. What is grace? Most of us will know the hymn, Amazing Grace. Most of us will have sung the hymn Amazing Grace. You tend to just have need to have been to a wedding or a funeral, and you'll have sang the hymn Amazing Grace. But what's it really all about? It was written by a man called John Newton. He was a former slave trader, and actually at one point found himself in slavery himself, in a slavery situation. But what does this grace mean? What does that word grace mean? We use the word grace when we have our meals. Some of us choose to name our children grace. But what does it mean? In this context, I want to give a little description that grace is unmerited favor or getting something you don't deserve. Now, we often struggle to receive something we haven't worked for or paid for. We want to feel that we've done our bit, that we've contributed. You know, there are some folk who love getting gifts. Just really love Christmas, birthdays. We have a section of our family that birthdays and Christmas are really special to them. They get really excited about it. It's almost like OTT about it. They just love the whole excitement of getting presents. Some people really love to give presents. Just get more pleasure out of giving the presents and seeing what the response is, or maybe not. But some people just love to give presents, don't they? But there are some as well of us who, we can be the sort of people that really love to give presents. We really love to see others receive. But when people want to do it back to us, it's like we can't quite go there. We don't quite let them do it. There's a whole sermon I could preach just on that, of how we don't allow that person to have their blessing by blessing us. But I haven't got time for that this morning. Come back another week and I'll preach that one. But this grace is about gifts or a gift that we don't deserve. In fact, the grace in this context is the most outrageous gift we could ever receive that we don't deserve. That's what this grace is about. It's nothing we can do to earn it. It's not about how good we are, but it's a pure gift from God. John Newton realized that his past was terrible, and that actually he didn't deserve anything from God, let alone forgiveness or a place in heaven. Yet, he learned, like many others have done, that God's grace is so outrageous that nothing he had done would disqualify him from that grace. That's how outrageous this gift is, this grace is. That's good news. Good news for him, but it's good news for you and me too. Because if that applies to him, it applies to me, and it applies to you. There is nothing, nothing that you can sit and think of this morning that you have done or said or experienced that God cannot forgive, that God cannot change. That's his grace. That's the grace we sing about when we sing the hymn, Amazing Grace. Nothing that you've done disqualifies you from God's grace. What will disqualify you from God's grace is being like the people who say, I can't accept that. And often we disqualify ourselves and refuse the gift without even realizing it. Often we just want to earn it. So many people I talk to, when I talk to them about life and what happens after life, the question I get is, will I go to heaven? So an old guy used to come to this church. I buried him a couple of years ago. Lovely guy. And he came to church. He made various responses. His life was a beautiful demonstration of goodness. But every time I spoke to him, he said, I hope I'm good enough. I hope I'm good enough. And I would say, what do you mean you hope you're good enough? I just hope I've done enough. Time and time again, I would say to him, you'll never do enough. You'll never be good enough. Because none of us are. That's the whole story of grace. We're none of us good enough. It's only God that's good enough. It's only God's gift and grace that's good enough. It was lovely, actually, to do his funeral, knowing he got to the point where he understood. And to be able to say, not only did this man live a good life and demonstrate a good life, he trusted in God. He found Jesus as his personal friend, as his Savior. That's God's grace. The first part of the chapter that those verses come from tells us, like the video tells us, that we were all black and in sin. If you read the Bible says the world was good and then sin entered the world. And whether we like it or not, we are affected by that sin. That's the bad news. But God sent his son, again like we saw in the video, as a free gift to give himself, to pay the cost for that sin. That's amazing grace. That's the grace that God offers each one of us today. That's the gift. He says, you want to know me? You want to live a life with me, in you and alongside you? It's there. But don't try and earn it. Don't try and be good enough, because you'll fail. Just trust me. Just ask me. That's all I want you to do, is ask me. The gift is there. Just receive it. I don't know whether you've ever bought a very expensive gift that you want to give to somebody. And really felt this is going to be the gift that they really want. They're going to love this. But just imagine if you did that. And you took that gift and it was all wrapped up. And they said, thank you very much. And put the gift down and didn't unwrap it. Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to give me a gift. I haven't got a clue what it is. Maybe one day I'll get round to opening it. Again, we have an unusual family. But we have one member of our family that we give them gifts and find them maybe a year, 2 years, still wrapped up, never opens, and you think, oh dear. But can you imagine how hurt you would be if you had poured your life into finding that best present? And it's there, unopened. And that's what it's like for God sometimes when he looks and says, I sent my son, my only son. I let him die as a gift for you so that you could know my amazing grace. And we say, yeah, thank you. I might get round to that one day. God says, why? Why? The gift is there. And you know, another thing that some people say is, well, I'll open it when I'm ready. I'm too young to open that gift yet. I've got my life to live. I'll open that gift when I'm about to die. And then I can go to heaven and everything's fine. Do you know what? That gift is more than just a place in heaven. That gift is life now. Life the way God meant it to be now. And you might think, my life's fine. I want to tell you, without Jesus, your life might feel fine, but it's not fine. Your life can be incredibly better with Jesus than it is without. It won't be perfect. It won't mean you won't have troubles. But I'll tell you, a life with Jesus is always good. So this morning I want to say to you, do you want that gift? Do you want that grace? Do you want your life to be changed? It's there as an offer. It's yours. It's like a check written out in your name, just waiting for you to cash it. Don't hang on to it. Don't put it in your pocket and forget it. Do something about it. If I was to write a check out for you this morning for £1 million, tomorrow morning when the bank's open, you'd be down there cashing it like a shot. You'd be very disappointed because it would bounce bigger than any other ball that you've ever had. But you would be down there trying. This is greater than any check I can write you. The gift that Jesus gave for you and for me. If you want to know more about that gift, please come and talk to me. Or if you've come with a guest, talk to them. But if you don't know Jesus as your friend, as your personal savior, if you've never accepted that gift of God's salvation, I want to encourage you, don't go out this place this morning without doing something about it. If you have made a commitment in the past and somehow you know it's just not, you're not where you should be, don't let that continue. Do something about it this morning. Because Jesus has just stood waiting. No condemnation. Not ready to slap you. Not ready to say, well, about time. He just wants to say, just come. I've been waiting for you. Will you do it? Will you take that choice? Will you accept that gift this morning? You might think this morning, and I'm finishing with this. You might think this morning, I'm only here because I came to a baby's dedication. I want to tell you, God brought you here because he wanted you to hear the good news. Make sure you hear it. Make sure you respond to it. Make sure you do something about it. Why? Because Jesus paid the ultimate price for you to have that gift. And he's worth your response. I wonder if the worship band will come back. I promised you I was going to be short this morning. There will be tea and coffee and cake, I think. And also, I'm to tell you that there's a jar near where you get the cake, which you can write some prayers and thoughts, verses for Dawson, for them to remember this day. So when you get your cake, you can do that. If you don't do that, you don't get the cake. No. But there's a few things you can do after this service, but none will be more important than the response to what I've said to you. Do something about it. If you're too nervous to talk to me, there's some little books here. I'm just going to lay them down. This will tell you how you can know Jesus in the way that I've talked, how you can get that gift. Come and pick one up. Have a read of it. And maybe then you want to talk to somebody. But do something today. Could we stand as we close with worship?